Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Sunday, buddy, Sunday.
Tell you right now, undeniable. 1 week back at the gym, I'm fucking gorgeous again.
What?
Look at my fucking face. You're right, I'm a little fat still, but one of the things that happens,
your fat head made that shirt bigger. It's supposed to be tighter.
Listen to me.
Tighter.
We have a great show planned today, but I am gorgeous again. Karen, when I start losing weight, 1 week. Yep. 1 week of losing weight. I'm down 12 pounds, by the way. 12 pounds in 1 week. Real ass diet.
Yeah,
real ass.
You just stop eating, though. You don't do it right.
No, I'm eating more than ever. More than ever.
You cut out all like the shit you were eating.
Nope. I still eat fruit. I still hang out with fruits. I'm on fire already on the show.
No, you eat fruit and have diarrhea. That's it. You stop eating the garbage you ate before when you were fat.
Stop naysaying me.
I know how you lose 12 pounds. You're not really working out.
I am working. I worked out 6 days this week, and I'm going to the gym directly
after
this.
What did you do each day?
I'll go over it.
Cardio.
Let me start the show, and then I'll go over my entire fucking workout regime for everybody listening.
I just came from a Pilates class, and I'm on my period.
Are you still at Equinox?
I'm a health warrior.
Or did you leave? Did you leave Equinox?
Of course, I'm still at Equinox. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? There's no equivalent. There's nothing that is the same amount of money.
Equivalent. Yes.
I love Frequinox. I'm there all the time. Off Equinox, on Equinox. I love it. Ian.
I like her. I got no problem with Karen. I got no problem with her.
Karen's so look, the best.
Great show planned today. My cheekbones are coming back in. That's the first thing that happens. I lose weight in my cheeks and my cheekbones pop back in.
And it goes all to your chin.
Oh my God.
Look,
don't
that
do that duck lip thing. Stop
you know,
it.
I'm way better looking than you'll ever be in your entire life.
Put up a poll right now. Who's better
a
looking?
A poll? Okay. Put up a poll.
Yeah.
Put up a poll right now.
Yeah.
Put up a pole.
So I can swing around on it.
I like it. Do a split image of me and fucking Ian right now. Throw it on Twitter. Who's more handsome?
Yes. Me.
Right now, take the pictures right now. You got to get in our faces. I don't want the best pictures ever. I want
No. Headshots.
Do Lewis. Do like True TV Lewis, bald Lewis, fat, bald, do bald, fat Lewis.
No.
Versus
hat.
Versus.
Last Comic Standing Lewis.
Hat.
That's a good Lewis.
I don't remember that Lewis.
Hold on. Let me do it.
Oh, hold on.
Right now, I mean, he's got you, Ian. You look like a gay race car driver.
Gay car driver? Boom. I'll be here all night, folks. Hey, Shannon. Gay car driver? Hello? Thank you. That was a good joke.
Damn it, Shannon. Fucking do your job and.
For once.
LOL, good one, Lewis.
He's so annoying.
Are you giving me my own Lewis drop on the Ian?
He ignored me for 10 minutes to make this when he got here 20 minutes early. Yeah.
Is that what he did? Yeah. He didn't even do this before today.
Shannon, do your fucking job and
show them them. I love it. All right, you know what? Shannon, next show, you need to have a show them titties drop. Inspired by Ian Finance. I wanted to hate it, but then it was fucking perfect.
Yeah,
he's a
I know.
Fucking brown noser, though. That's
what?
Like an extra credit.
No, that's
gay
actually
shit.
Gay
Whatever.
Man shit on his nose. Legitimately, he puts
you do
his...
extra work. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's called writing, Karen.
Well, I'll suck my dick.
If you did, I would.
Ian drop. Boom.
Yeah, that's terrible. I can't wait till Zach comes back.
I hate him.
I really can't. Zach's in Nashville tonight. Well, actually, this is coming out tomorrow, so fuck it. Last night, hopefully, you guys hung out with Zach. This is a pre-tape. We're doing it on Sunday. I'm going camping with my son today. We're going to talk about that. Maybe pull up some camping tips, because I've never been... I've been camping one time in my entire life. I was, like, 20 years old. We just did drugs in the woods, and I tried to get a threesome with these two fat chicks, and that's my camping experience, okay?
Yeah. Camping's so, the shit, dude. Camping's, you're going to love it.
Camping's
that's going to be a memory you and James are going to have forever.
I hope so.
So happy for you.
Yeah. If we can find some fat chicks, especially. Really fucking fire. Show them how to fucking go hunting.
What, you send them running?
Yeah.
Hunting for pigs.
Yeah, we give them 5 minutes head start.
The feral hogs?
Yeah, they start to sweat.
From the time you sip the cran vodka till the time you're done.
All you
got to
do with that chick is literally let her off in the woods and be like, give her 5 minutes. She will eventually just lay down.
No, stop.
She'll eventually just find a warm like log to like lay her body next to it and scratch.
Give out. That's why.
Scratch her back against the log.
Gross.
You're going to find her.
No. So, they'll have snacks. Fat people always have snacks in their pockets.
So, you're gonna find her trying to get a honey a beehive down from a tree.
She's a bear. She's a bear.
Yep. Can I eat this bug?
No one's stopping me from getting that honey.
No one's looking. I can be bad.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. All right. Did you take a picture of Ian as well? And did you put up the poll? All right, I gotta retweet that poll.
Let's
Ian retweeted as well. To your fan base that is a subsect of my fan base. Only exists probably because of everything that I've done for you. Ian can't even pretend to hate me because he gets whatever. He's not even drunk. Ian gay texts me like late at night. It'll be like 2 a.m. and he'll be like, hey, I just want you to know you're a really good friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And like, oh, your fans come out and see me. It's so nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he's a weasel. He's full of shit.
I try to
though.
Be fucking
He does the
grateful.
Same thing to me. We had a train ride to Stress Factory and he's like being all vulnerable, getting like open, like saying all this stuff like, oh, you know, I'm worried that people just call me gay like all the time. And it's they think it's like just part of this thing, you know, but it really affects me, like makes me really sad. And then he gets on stage 2 seconds in. He's like, oh, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. I loved it. And I'm just like, what happened? I thought we had a thing.
I could say multitudes, Karen.
I know, okay? Babe. You're a renaissance man.
I am.
Right. Look, let's get
I
some...
want a fucking mug.
Yeah. Ian does have his own mug. Karen, we have to wait for an organic moment. You can't just say, I want a mug. You know? That's or we can give her a mug that says, I want a mug, and Karen pouting. And that's her mug.
That's good.
And then every time she's
mug.
On, every have guest one. Should have their own mug waiting for them.
Yeah.
This is a new idea.
It should be a picture of Karen's butt with her smiling in her butthole.
Yeah, that's like, good. I like that.
In her butthole.
What's the copy, though? What's the tagline?
Or the tagline what if it's just a like a butt and then like a little speech bubble and it says, I want a mug. Like, I need a face.
Yeah.
I would also like a face and I wouldn't like to just be a butt. Karen Feehan. Like, Karen Feehan. I'm just a butt.
But that'd be good if you could make it look like half the butt was in, then the other half was the handle.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Oh, that'd
or
be
like
nice.
You're like it was like a tail coming out of my butt. This is like my extended tailbone, and you make that the handle.
You did have an extended tailbone.
I do.
Right?
It doesn't. I didn't get it chewed down and donated.
You get chiseled down.
What?
I didn't get it spun off.
Feel her tailbone. It's the I forget about it. It's the freakiest thing in the world. She has a tail.
You don't think about it every day. wait. All right, hold on.
Doggy, she's a doggy.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I've made you do that before,
they would
haven't I?
Pierce your pelvis.
Oh man, that's what I do god. At Christmas parties. I don't have a lot to say.
I felt your butthole.
Like, get in here.
No, I did feel your butthole.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. I just was at Equinox. I should be clean.
She also had her ears doxed as well. So
no,
fucking. I hate people that do that to their dogs. Fucking barbarians.
How'd you feel about? How'd you feel? We talked about it on the last show.
I fucking,
Karen, you're
that
a dog
Brooke chick,
lover.
That yeah, Brooke. That fucking. I hate that
Brooke
fucking girl. She just has a problem.
Just so you know, Lewis was like, I don't see anything wrong.
I'm sure. He's like, oh, that dog need to be disciplined. Oh, it's a big Doberman. No, the way that chick hit that dog, she's a psychopath.
That's what I said.
She's unhealthy.
Question.
God, we
Karen.
Should kiss.
Don't what? You dare ask me if I've hit Ernest. You used to fucking fake hit Ernest. What you did this for, too.
That's who
awesome. Oh, my God. He has a flex
Ernest
on her
is,
dog.
He's the only guy Ernest bit. Ernest bit him because Louis jokingly
time.
Threw me down on the bed.
Oh.
Like a big ha-ha-ha joke.
And Louis Ernest jokingly like, backhanded
dude, she was totally jokingly crying. And calling 911. Whatever. The big ha.
This is gonna be so funny. You need to get here right now, or he's gonna kill me. God, you guys are the
knock,
funny.
Knock. Who's there? Open the fucking door, you bitch! I'm gonna kill you. It's a joke.
A man walks into a house and beats his girlfriend.
It's an act out.
Fuck. Yeah, your dog would bite me because I would fuck with him too. Like I would box with him.
Yeah,
and
because you abuse your dog. You neglect your dog.
I don't have a dog.
Such a Puerto Rican.
He's my son's dog.
You're 6 year old. Come on, you can't do that.
He's my son's dog.
Your son is how old?
6.
You can't be responsible. You know you're responsible for that dog.
No. My son's mother took over ownership of Sport.
Really? You have no.
She literally says, and I quote, "Sport is now my dog. Like it's her dog now, and my son's dog."
When it was yours, that thing used to shit like a mile because he never took it out. It would shit circles around.
Yo, it also had
build
great,
that tea.
Did it not have great head
yes.
movement?
Yes.
Great head movement.
Head movement, right? Yeah. From fucking eyes.
Yeah.
He'd slip.
Lick his asshole and lick you in the mouth. You tried to get it neutered when he was 11 years old.
Shut the fuck.
And I'm like, this is so funny.
You were such an evil motherfucker.
It was so funny to me because the vet, it was in a van.
It was in a
Halal
truck.
Peasant. You garbage
Harlem, right?
Human. Yes.
It was Harlem.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He's like, this 11-year-old dog needs to get its balls chopped off. And 11, that's 11. And I'm like, he's not going to let you do it. This isn't going to work. I swear to
God. It's a food truck / vet.
Shut the fuck.
Or they're just grabbing dogs' nuts and throwing them out the window.
They don't give a fuck, except finally they met their match. They're like, you know what? I think ethically we need to. And the way they explained it to me was they were like, all right, well, you know, he's an old man. He's like, you know, 80 years old, the equivalent of an 80-year-old man. You wouldn't
Would
just
you?
Give an 80-year-old man
circumcise an 80-year-old man.
Well, it's surgery for like an old man is like a much bigger deal than for like a younger man.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know?
Why?
Like a simple
Why?
Surgery.
Was he like humping around town?
Yeah.
What the fuck were you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, he jizzes
like,
on things.
Let him. He's an old man.
You didn't encourage me to go get his balls chopped.
I didn't give a shit.
She didn't care.
I didn't care.
That whole time was a
I was
blur.
Like, at least it's getting a walk.
Look, he's in a better place now.
Heaven?
No.
Oh, right.
Is that bees?
Good.
It's a
Great.
Better place.
Yeah, so whatever. That's And wait a minute, though. I saw a chick put a dog in a dryer today, and I'm having conflicting.
What?
In real life?
Yes.
At Equinox?
No.
No, yes. And it was like this little dog. She probably put it in there for like 30 seconds. So it's
Time
just
out.
So...
Wait. Tumble dry?
You gotta watch.
You're having conflicting thoughts?
Because part of me is like, fuck, that's like a tiny, tiny, tiny bit funny. It's like this little sliver of funny.
Yeah.
But it's for the most part horrific and terrible.
Why did she do this?
To be funny.
Wait.
At
you saw this online?
She was
at the laundromat.
No, in her home.
Whose house were you at?
Yeah.
On Instagram Live?
On Twitter Live.
Who is it? Was it some black chick?
Yes.
That was racist.
Well, it was accurate.
Yeah, of course it was a black chick.
But who else? Listen, our fucking white girl. Like, let's put my Bichon in the dryer. Yeah. She was like, yo, should I do it? And all the people were like, yeah, throw the dog in the dryer.
She's like, yo, my pit bull's wet, nigga.
She throws this little fluffy dog in the dryer. And it's like, bah, bah, you can like hear it. And then she lets it out. I know. It's fucked up.
And it lived?
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was going to watch it and then it was going to be like a 3-minute long video and that's it. But it pops up.
Pull it up.
I can't. I know.
Oh, she's probably getting flamed like crazy. Yeah. You didn't watch it live. You watched it after the fact.
She thought it would be funny to put her kid in the dryer or her dog in the dryer.
Arr. What are you trying to do, a fucking dog?
They are animals. So,
who were you just texting?
I was voting
so
on the...
Give me your phone. I know Nate was Nikki Glaser.
I was voting on our little poll. And I knew that you were going to lose, so I gave you a vote.
Let me see. I don't even see the
I didn't see it either. I tried to find it.
Is it on Gas Digital?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so much more handsome.
And do you want to see the video of the dog in the dryer?
Yeah.
Shannon.
I would love to.
Shannon, I don't want to watch it again, honestly. It's a little...
Close your eyes. Ready?
Don't I get to say if I'm triggered? Don't I get to say?
Oh, she's hot. How old is she?
Go ahead.
I'm finna do it.
No, I don't
want to
hear it.
I'm finna.
No, I don't
want
to hear it.
This is XXX Tentacion, right?
He liked that shit. Look, come here.
Oh, sorry.
He liked that shit.
Oh, no, no!
I named this dog Dina Hashim. You need to dry, bitch.
Did she turn it on? No! Turn it off!
Stop pounding my table!
Turn it off!
He's out.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
It's fucked up.
Wow.
Look.
Wow. Yo, honestly, to be honest, what do you think that dog what do you think that dog would do to her if he had thumbs? You know?
I mean, I would like fucking bite that girl's neck off. Like, she sucks.
It is pretty funny though. You're right.
That was kind of a nice house.
It was. I did not. And can I also say this, because we watched a video on the last show as well, where a girl, or I'm sorry, a dog sitter threw the dog down.
Shut up.
And but the dog landed on its fucking feet and just wagged its tail. That dog. We rewind this video.
No,
don't play the video again.
No,
Lewis.
We don't have to rewind about it. Let me just make this point.
Because
you can make it without us watching it again. I've seen it twice now.
Close your
eyes. I don't want to watch it anymore. I'm triggered.
I really.
Lewis, stop.
Lewis is getting a hard on.
What's the point of making us watch it again?
Watch. Turn the volume up. It's fine.
No.
I mean, no, hold on. Turn the volume back on.
No.
The tumbling is the funniest part. Like, you hear the.
That is kind of funny.
It could have been.
No, stop it. Don't make this funny.
No, come on. It could have, like, really.
Now watch me. The dog falls out. Dog flips out of the thing.
I'm not watching.
Tail a wagon.
Because, like, okay, so I'm, like, putting myself in that dog. Like, I'm trying
to
be like, what am I going to.
You're putting yourself in that dog?
You're putting yourself
in the mindset of that dog.
Karen's
right?
Fingering the dog.
Do you know what a carnival, those big tumbling things at the end
like,
of
have
the...
you ever done the ride where you're the Gravitron and
yes.
then you're like,
yeah, it's really fun.
And it, like, sucks you and then you, like, spin around or whatever. Like, it's wild and you feel kind of crazy. And maybe. Here's the thing, though. It could have bumped its head or its spine.
It's a little hot. It's also boiling. Just fucking hot air blowing into those dogs.
I'm really sad I brought that up. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's like a
somebody
car
did that with their baby. Show the one with the baby.
Yeah, I don't. That's
I'll watch
hilarious.
With the baby.
They did it as almost a joke.
Do you think that'll fuck
machine.
You up though? As if like, will that scar you forever?
Well, it was Harlem. Do you, just clean the baby.
When the
just clean the
yeah,
baby.
That was actually better for the baby.
That baby was fucking covered in Cheeto dust.
The rats that were feeding off it were hungry though. They're gonna die.
In flaming hot Cheetos.
You guys are gross. Like,
that's not
disgusting.
Okay. That poor baby was covered
that's
in
really
fucking
up.
Purple Hi-C and
stinky baby.
She was just trying to get
it's
the menthol. She was trying to get the menthol out. See, what it happened was.
I inspire Ian to be so racist. He's not this way in anywhere in no, other area of his life. No. And then he comes here and he just says brutally racist things. I love it.
I know. Thank you.
I'm winning this poll right now.
Are you? By how much?
I'm gonna retweet it.
Hey,
I think that'll help you.
Wait. Yeah. Can you retweet it? Can people just
be
honest
side.
And not try to get on Lewis' side? And also, Shannon, while we're at it, can you just thank you.
Show them them titties.
Is this?
Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to explain
Lewis,
I'm your biggest fan. What?
You look like
sick
you
of
were
you, dude.
A
shut up.
Down low fag on Grindr.
You are a fucking fag on Grindr. You're an upfront bitch who takes penis in your butthole.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I'm
you
a
do.
Fucking
you've
dom
said
top.
You've said you've taken penis in your butthole
in the past once in a fucking blue moon.
Gayest.
But here's the thing. Here's
gayest
the
thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
No. Here's
did
the thing.
Did you call your ass a blue moon?
More like blue waffle.
Yeah. All right.
What? Do you know what a blue waffle is?
I know the blue waffle is.
Do you know what a blue waffle is?
Good one, Lewis. I was good.
Oh shit!
I've been good the whole time. I've been on fire.
I should have made
this
one
show.
For Karen.
I thought that was good.
You can actually just do it, Ian. It's not very high tech. You shouldn't just do it now. In fact, the next time she says one, just be like, "Good one, Karen," and record yourself saying it, and then you have it for life.
Yeah.
And then you can just put it on a loop. Like, what's that guy?
Oh shit! Yo, why did you delete the picture reference? Oh, it's back up.
Oh, I retweeted the wrong picture reference.
Oh, here, let me record.
I can't see
now.
Any of it. I think you guys have me blocked.
No, shut up, Karen.
Oh. Okay.
Good one, Karen. Eat my dick.
Why?
Wait, I was just making a drag.
Anyone
why is there such
those?
A lull right now in this show? Like, I've like brought. I brought.
Are you
like,
high?
Yeah.
It's been great. It's a fire
it's
ass show.
I know, but like just like the past like 20, like
because
like,
we're looking at the poll to see
I know,
how
you're,
everyone's
like,
going to say I'm more
you're
attractive
both
than
really
Lewis.
Gay. Like Ian, you're not going to win. I'm going to tell you right now.
Thank you, Karen.
But
I can't get back.
I think
with you.
I want
too much history, but I appreciate it.
I know.
You're sexually attracted to me. Go ahead.
But I'm not. He's,
wow.
I just know about him
Lewis
and his family.
Is really going for
I
the bargain bin.
Wait, lately or me? Back to me.
You back to you.
I want to know about this confidence, though. Like, what sort of like attributes do you feel like you have as like a heterosexual male that would attract the opposite race, sex?
The opposite race.
Good credit. His own apartment.
Yeah. But you're just going for a picture, though. What are you're gonna get like a niche odd like girl
I mean,
that want like a Richard Dreyfuss looking guy.
My personality does like 90% of the job.
Right.
And then my ability to fucking eat pussy like a champ does the other.
Yeah.
That's what ugly people say. That's what Big J says it all the time. It's like, dude, I eat pussy like a like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Yeah, but good. When I bring you to a party, you're not going to be eating my pussy the whole time.
In like, the bathroom, I will. That's hey, hilarious. All right, here, tell us right now. Give us a rating for Lewis. How is Lewis in bed?
In bed? He's like a, no, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. On a 1 to 10.
She felt uncomfortable when I was
I couldn't breathe most of the time. My chest collapsed over and over.
A lot of sweats and fats.
It was like going to a bunch of Katz's delicatessen.
Like a salami feel.
There was a lot of meat. And fucking,
like Puerto Rican pepperoni.
Can't breathe after it. You're like, that was a lot. I shouldn't have done that.
I feel nauseous.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Lewis is good in bed.
Thanks, girl.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about pure aesthetics on this poll, though.
Pure aesthetics on me?
Yeah.
You're an ugly man.
You're not. You're
Lewis.
Just, I mean, you've got
Ian, it's not that you're ugly.
Who do you think's more attractive, me or Lewis?
Physically?
Physically.
Lewis.
Yes.
By far. Whole package.
But whole package. See, I think Ian's body's getting there.
Yeah, but I'm coming back, Karen, you fucking cunt.
I'm
a little fat right now, and you dated me when I was fat, so shut up.
I understand that. And
yeah, she was also in a really bad place.
She was.
She was sober.
Her mind was not working. She needed alcohol to really get her mind
rock
clear.
Rock bottom.
She was in a bad place. She was like, I'm going to eat this chicken off this floor and then fuck this gross Puerto Rican.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
That hurt his feelings.
I'm half Italian Irish, baby boy. White power. Let's rock. Let's rock. Okay. Gotta keep our white audience. Gotta keep the white audience right here. So, listen, we gotta talk about BlueChew.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dick.
Love BlueChew.
Have you been fucking with BlueChew?
No, Karen. My boyfriend's 30.
Your boyfriend's only 30?
Boyfriend's only 30? How do you deal with that 15-year age difference?
Shut up, Ian Elizabeth Finance. You fucking douche. I was having such a nice moment.
Dude, Ian, listen to me. You've fucked around with the Blue Chew before.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. Blue Chew, it really is. It does work. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, and it's chewable. So if you like candy like me... Done.
Just pop them in.
Love it. Just chew it.
If you come and then you're, can you go to sleep after? Or if you don't,
stay hard.
If you want
to go round two.
If you want, here's the thing. It's way more. If you play with it, if you want to go, if you take a Blue Chew, you don't end up having sex. You're also fine. Found that one out the hard way. You know,
why would it happen?
Should I slam my dick with a hammer a few times?
No.
But besides that, you know, I went straight to sleep.
I treated my dick like a Pomeranian in a dryer.
It's a goddamn nightmare. But you know what? It was fine. You know, I didn't have a heart attack or anything.
Okay, cool.
And also, here's the best part about Blue Chew is you don't have to go to a doctor. They do the prescription right on the website. It comes to your house in discreet packaging, so nobody in your building knows that you're fucking got issues with your dick. You don't have to have issues with your dick. Karen, I do take it. You're right. I do have a very high libido.
Yeah.
But what it does is it makes it so that, you know, after you start fucking a chick and after like the 10th time, you're like, okay, this is never going to be, you know, as hard as it normally
was. Some people
was.
Like fall in love and like,
what?
They
no, love does not make Lewis. Your dick hard. Love takes away dick hardness.
Love makes your dick hard.
Love does not
I can
make
get
dick
hard hearing my chick's voice.
Oh, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
That is so
it's just
cute.
Ian with his phone recording back to himself. Ian, I love you. I love you too, Ianna.
Ianetta, you're the cutest.
I hate you.
I love you.
All jokes aside, it really does work. I'm not fucking around here. We all love it here. So right now, go to BlueChew.com. That is BlueChew.com. You get your first order absolutely free when you use the promo code RAP. Once again, that's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP. You just pay $5 shipping, and the Blue Chew will come directly to your house. Pretty fucking incredible. Get a bigger, harder
penis. I love
penis.
The mail system. I love the postal system.
On me. On the Real Ass Podcast, promo code RAPBlueChew.com.
Get a hard on me.
I love letters. I hate boners for letters.
Where were we?
Love letters.
I'm going to read you the alphabet.
All right, everyone, shut up. Thank you. Ian, you're an ugly man, and
yes.
That's okay. We
okay,
don't have a problem
you.
With this.
Thank you.
Ian has a hot girlfriend.
Yeah, I do.
Let me see your girlfriend right now.
No, I'm not putting
her on. I'm not going to put her on the I would never put her on the show. That's fucking ridiculous.
She probably would like it. She seems a little thirsty for the fame.
Let me see. She's okay.
She's always trying to get in the back of
she's
Ian's right. story.
She looks like Ian without a mustache. Look at her.
No,
look at that picture you just showed me.
No.
Ian doesn't have a girlfriend. Ian shaves and tells people that's his girlfriend. This is my girlfriend, Ianna.
She's really like sexual though. She's like really mysterious and like
she's a slut. Okay, good.
What?
Is that really his girlfriend? Because he basically just showed it directly to the camera.
Good. That's
I'll
his
cut
own
it out.
Problem.
But
no, you're not cutting it out. You're not
he's
cutting
really
it
dumb,
out.
Ian.
Do you think You wanted to do that though, didn't you?
He wants to show her off.
No. It's okay. It's like when you guys want to get caught when you cheat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a better picture.
She's hot.
Can we do plugs?
Oh, here she is.
Ian, we're over it now. Stop leaving the show.
I don't know this picture.
Can we get? Can we do plugs? He showed a picture of a little boy in a Ghostbusters costume.
It was me. It was a child.
It was him. We're doing plugs right now.
Yeah, we do. Just throw them out whenever we throw them out. Karen Fan, what would you like?
Oh yeah,
to plug?
Follow me on Instagram and just come see me at the stand. I'm there a lot, definitely every Monday. But yeah, just I post about it. I tweet.
Fuck yeah, you do. Ian Fidance.
At iAnimal on Instagram. Ian Fidance on Twitter. IanFidance.com. I got a bunch of dates coming up. I play the city every night. I'm all around, so come check me out. And in September, I'm going to be on the road with the Tell again. And then in October, I'm going to be in Europe. If you live in Europe, come see me. I'm going to be in London, Prague, Warsaw, Berlin.
When? September?
Zurich, Bern, and Norway.
When?
October.
October?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You know what the fuck's up? Skanks fans, Real Ass Podcast fans in Europe, we don't really send too many motherfuckers out there to rep. So if you're in any of those areas, which I believe is like the equivalent of like, just a 3 mile radius. That's a Europe sucks. Okay, it's all there. We have states bigger than most of your countries. Our country, what we consider little tiny bitch states, can
I'll wear
crush
a skank
any
shirt every night on my
any
stage.
Country. Good, any country in Europe easily.
Mm-hmm.
Name any country. Go.
Switzerland.
Name a state.
Texas.
Who wants in a fight between Texas and Switzerland? Are you fucking crazy? Are you fucking crazy here?
USA.
Exactly.
USA.
Fuck Switzerland.
USA.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody in Switzerland, you fucking stink. Go see Ian whatevs.
Nah.
But you fucking stink and you're like, you
they're
should
gonna
move,
love you over
should
there.
Move to Texas.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and try to wear clogs every day.
I know. Gluten Tagen.
Yeah, guys, I got a few things coming up. August 19th, Legion of Skanks and Friends at the Comedy Store.
Woo!
I mean, it might already be sold out by the time this one comes out. But if you can grab tickets, grab your tickets. It's August 19th. The podcast sold out in just minutes. So thank you guys for supporting the Legion of Skanks on the West Coast. It's going to be a little bit of a fucking mini skank fest that weekend, in my opinion. Kill Tony right before us in the main room, and then Legion of Skanks and Friends live. Going to be a big fucking fun, crazy night. So make sure you come out and party then. August 25th, I'll be one night only, Houston, Texas. Two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. at The Secret Group. Come fucking represent. That's going to be the future home of Skankfest South coming up this March. So if you guys want to get a little preview of the venue, that's a great time to do it and check out some of my brand new stand-up comedy that I've been preparing. I told Karen one of the jokes before. She was so impressed.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not doing it on the show.
Oh, it's come okay. on.
Karen loved it.
Don't do it.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Karen.
No, do it. Do
my
it.
Jokes are fucking fire.
I know that. I said that.
My jokes are fucking fire.
I said it was so good and tight.
Uh-oh. It wasn't tight. Fine. Oh. Not the way I said it to you. I didn't want to do the punchline.
I know.
I don't want to fuck it.
Lose's jokes are like him. A lot of fat.
Oh.
Ian's jokes are like him. An ugly faggot.
Oh, you know that?
Ian. I gotta figure this out. I'm just kidding. I'll never
if you love the show, every episode we've ever done is available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. And you get pre-release, ad-free, and uncensored episodes of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and many, many more podcasts here on the network. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month gets a free piece of merch.
Oh,
you
wow.
You might be an Ian Fidance annoying faggot cunt.
Yeah.
Mug.
I put this on Instagram, and my old boss texted me and said, I needed an Ian Fidance's annoying faggot cunt mug years ago.
Yeah.
So were you like, just get one now? So like, thanks, why are you Jeremy. Bothering me?
Yeah.
Seems annoying.
No, we still talk. He was a good guy.
Ian still works there.
Oh.
Ian still has a day job.
Yeah. Still at the restaurant in Wilmington, Delaware.
Cool.
All right.
Let's get into it, doggies.
You want to start the show?
Yeah.
With him. Are you on mushrooms?
No, I'm great. Karen, I know how to
what?
Use I know how to use silence.
I understand that, but
you don't know
I
how to
just,
use silence.
Yeah, haven't you ever seen his act?
It's so comforting, the silence, like a moving meditation.
Oh, you know that's right. Ian.
I know Ian.
I don't know about that one.
I hate him.
Can I have your pen? I'm like literally bored. Not what? That one. Your weed pen. I'm literally bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did my weed pen? Oh, wait, also,
hi, dog.
My phone's somewhere out there. One of you guys find my phone and please plug it in. It's going to die. And I need
can
to
I,
to work. What?
Can I get a coffee with ice, please? Ice coffee.
You don't get to ask.
Milk, please. Thank you.
So this is sort of more like a Big Brother type show. You just like let people in, like, and watch you, like, sort of
live.
Haven't you ever done this show before?
Yeah, I just remembered more of a structure. Oh, you know what? It's Zach. I'm missing all of the
zingers, the funny.
There's something missing in the show. What is it? It used to be punchline. Funny.
Where the fuck is my pen as well?
Hey,
my
out
pen?
There on the island, Lewis. Hey. Dude, when Lewis can't find his weed for 2 seconds, he turns into a fucking Puerto Rican nightmare.
I feel the same way. I terrorize my boyfriend. If I can't find something, I'll be like, you're not helping.
She does that every time she talks to me. Now she throws this boyfriend in my face every time.
Really? Good for you.
True.
Lucky you, Lewis. I would love for him to get thrown in my face.
Ian loves Tom. Then that's not true, Lewis.
She's every time she loves to fucking.
Nope, I ask about you and James and how's it going in your life. That's the truth.
That's so nice.
So
it's so nice to see people have a sorted past and then be able to mend it and be friends.
You have a sorted past. Shut up.
It's like, we don't have a sorted past. Me and Karen just dated and didn't work out.
Yeah.
So much more sorted than that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I read the police reports and they said differently.
Thanks,
Nate. Well, listen, I didn't mean to hit him that hard. We were playing.
That's the funny thing about Karen is that if you heard Karen was in an abusive relationship, you would know for a fact she was hitting whoever she was with.
Yeah, Karen's a goddamn nightmare, but I love her. A fucking nightmare.
I love seeing friendship and people on the other side. This is just so nice.
You're fucking
gonna be gay,
the
Lord.
Worst.
What? Sorry, I love love.
You're gay.
You're gay.
All right. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Let's get into a doggies.
Let's get into a doggies.
No more doggy videos, though.
Can we watch just dog abuse videos for the rest of the show?
Oh, my God. I'll cry. Oh, I'll have to go. It gives me anxiety.
Leave? Lewis, put them on.
Did you ever see the festival?
Yep.
What's
the
that?
Korean dog festival,
where they eat the dogs?
Yep.
What?
There was a whole Vice documentary on it.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. They
Did it take place
alive.
In Chinatown?
They electrocute their assholes. They electrocute their testicles.
Shut? Where is it?
That's just a comedy show before the actual festival begins.
Where is this?
They skin them alive. I don't know. They just do it. They're in Korea.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. But those
Let's
like...
See.
But oh,
wait, look
no,
his eyes.
No.
Lewis.
Shut up, fags. Jesus Christ. Oh, no. You're not bringing the dogs back by not watching the Vice documentary. In fact, watch it. The more...
I don't want to bring Vice back.
The more Vice documentary eyes we get on these Vice documentaries,
the more Vice documentary eyes.
Hold on, let me start over.
I don't want any more Vice documentaries.
The more eyes we get on the
trans Vice, dogs, edit. Are they being discriminated again?
Edit.
He's
editing.
I'm editing. It's an edit point so they know they can see it visually.
But you're supposed to clap once.
You're doing six.
Shh. They can see it.
Take two, scene three. Action.
The more eyes on this Vice documentary, the more people will be aware of the dogs that are being eaten, Karen. So right now I'm trying to help dogs, whereas you're trying to be passive and you're only trying to fucking live your life. I'm trying to help the fucking dogs that are being devoured.
All right, but here's the thing. There's been more people adopting these little Eskimo dogs, and they're kind of shitty. Like
Eskimo dogs.
Like, not Eskimo. Little,
they
little
they all
Asian.
Fuck the same they all fuck the same chick.
Those are 12. But no, the little tiny Asian dogs, Shiba Inus or whatever, they like bite. They are like kind of aggressive and not that chill.
So bite them back.
So I don't need their dogs. They can kind of
honestly. Let me see. Let's go.
So you're saying they should eat those dogs?
I don't know, but that's what they are eating.
We're watching some of this documentary.
Sweet eyes.
They do have human eyes.
They do. Look. They have souls.
Oh, no.
But hold on. Pause it.
Oh, no. I can't.
Can I tell you why you're having such a hard time watching it?
Why?
Because you are giving them American voices in your head. Like, when you're humanizing them, you're like, oh, please help me. Please, everyone.
But if you made them like, oh,
bing, bang, bang, yang, gong. Dong. You're like, boil that fucking dog. What is it talking about? It's speaking in tongues.
Hey, Nate.
No edit. Keep it.
Edit.
In fact, add effects to it. I want you to add a chorus effect.
He looks like a flamenco dancer.
It's like God was saying it. That joke was a godly joke. I want fucking godly music. Shannon, pull up some godly music.
I just want to go home and hug my dog.
Good one, Lewis.
Thanks.
I just want to go home, hug my dog.
Karen had to ask her boyfriend
you know
for permission
Karen,
to be here today.
You know what, Karen?
I didn't have to ask him
She had to ask her boyfriend for permission to be here today. She told me that.
I didn't have to ask him permission.
And I quote.
I know.
Where's my phone? Oh, it's plugged in. Thank you. Yeah.
I did. I asked. I mean, I wouldn't need like permission, but I did ask him out of respect. Like,
why? Because you're supposed to spend the day together?
Yeah. We don't get a lot of free time together. It's a weekend. No, I don't. No.
I can't watch this.
No, this is just when you talk about like... your relationship with him. Your body is so nice.
I look at your abs and I cry.
Oh, that's a good song.
The way you take pictures.
Can we just pull up pictures of Tom while we listen to this music?
Shannon, let me know if you want some X-rated ones.
Let me tell you something. Karen, she literally is the reason that my son understands what a thirst trap is now.
I don't know why.
I was going on my Instagram to show him a video of himself, and then, of course, my Instagram just pulled up. And pull up Karen's Instagram. Karen, it's...
I lost followers because of the one I posted today.
Let me see it. What was it?
I'm just eating a little brookie on the couch.
What's a brookie?
It's half brownie, half cookie.
Okay.
And I had a couple spots, so I just put them up there.
What's the one with you with a bag around
he
your
He thought
ass?
That was funny. He put it in my underwear.
Oh, because you farted?
Good, go.
But maybe.
Go to the one you put up today. So this is you eating a brookie?
Yeah.
So why would you lose? What?
I know. I didn't think it was out of...
because you're at the Grizzly Pair.
Probably.
So.
Probably
because
it was...
Yeah. Like, oh, that's a loser. All right, I don't follow this idiot.
I mean, look at those fucking collarbones.
Weekend shows
Jesus
bad.
Christ. When do you get in line to get on the cattle car to Auschwitz?
You know, I'm like... I weigh more... Like, I weigh plenty
you're
of
so,
pounds.
It's so funny how you're so malnourished up top, but on the bottom
yeah,
you make up for it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not like anorexic.
So wait, why did you lose followers for this?
I can't tell you. I just told you, but I don't know why.
That's not even one of your more annoyingly thirst-trapping photos.
I know.
Yeah, like,
I thought
put
it was
up
like,
another one
cool.
up there.
I thought it had like a cool rock and roll
Here's
feel.
The problem.
Oh, that. Okay.
Karen.
What?
You look, you're great. You're fucking great.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
And you're very funny.
Let's see another
right.
one.
At what point you don't right. need to do this?
Why? That got a lot
you
of likes.
You don't need to do it, though. You don't need to.
But I want
if
to.
If you were unfunny.
Well, it's you do it, too. What are you talking
we're
about?
I'm in shape.
that's your
you're
problem.
You're in some sort of shape.
What are you talking about? You do the exact same thing. You're like,
no.
Look at me. Oh,
I
you
do
did
it. In my story.
It,
only
oh,
in my story.
So that counts.
Only in my story.
That
you definitely hard posted
story.
You have hard posted thirst traps before. Stop being a hypocrite. You're
yeah.
just jealous because you're fat right
Let's
now.
Let's all post thirst. Let's all
out.
Post thirst traps and see who gets the most likes.
Yeah.
I have one of my abs 3 years ago.
Guarantee you,
really
if you
good.
Stay on track and continue with this 6 day workout that you supposedly did,
I'm gonna fucking yes.
Wow, Lewis, I'm beating you on the poll.
I bet you $1,000 yeah. that you will
oh,
post
yeah.
a thirst trap.
He's not beating me in this poll.
I am.
How is he beating
him
me in this poll?
In the
Hold
poll,
on, I'll reach you.
That's
I wasn't
psychotic.
Able to find it.
I am beating
that's
him
psychotic.
Like a dog.
I think it's because I naysayed it so much.
Well, nobody's listening live. This is coming out tomorrow. Karen.
That's true.
We'll edit out all the silence.
They can feel it though, and I haven't retweeted.
Look
it.
At that,
Jeffrey.
That's
Epstein.
Crazy.
Wow,
Ian.
Yeah. You're welcome, fatty.
This is.
I'm gonna kill myself.
No,
good.
No, I mean, I'm
good.
Really a little. I gotta be honest. I'm a little confused.
So am I.
Why? Because you guys aren't used to the truth.
No,
you aren't
no,
used to
I'm
living
just,
in reality.
I think people are thinking it's a joke. I get it now. People think it's a joke.
No. People think you're a joke. Shut up. Post another picture of your butthole.
That was hurtful.
I'm sorry. Let me make it up to you.
I'm trying to look Sit for some rhyme or reason as to why Ian would possibly be beating me in this poll.
Right.
I'm just better looking, period.
Yeah, right.
Not in the old days. You used to look like a scary monster. Gay.
Me?
When I first started doing comedy and you and Dan Soder had long hair, you were the scariest thing ever.
You loved it. Shut up.
No. You used to get pussy, but not me. Like, I was afraid of you. I was like literally afraid
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, I was
you.
Afraid of you, too. I kept reintroducing myself to you at LOL. And I got high and drunk and passed out in the green room.
Ian.
With that girl Callie, remember her?
Mm. Oh,
the
yeah.
stage in like
that? Oh, she's what? In LA now. She's what? In LA.
She?
Remember
she was
it was so too. Weird because me and Beatrice were. I was really booking LA. I sat like Beatrice writing all the emails for me.
Look at that picture, and, Lewis.
Yeah, I was fucking hot. That's when I dressed up as The Rock to go meet the
no,
Rock.
No, the one with your,
the
bald
the,
head.
The one with the sunglasses. This is, and I swear to God, you know what this is? This is when I dressed up as The Rock in senior year of high school. I had already penetrated women at this point in my life. I dressed up as The Rock
wow.
to go meet The Rock at the Palisade
the
Center Mall.
The perkiest fat guy tits, though. They look mm-hmm. like implants.
And then I got
you look
up,
like you've been on
I
HRT.
I waited on the line for 3 hours to meet The Rock, okay? And then finally it got up to the point
what?
Where we're waiting, and they cut off the line right at me.
That's
right at me.
Incredible.
And I'm dressed like this. And then I was like, what? But I'm an adult dressed like The Rock.
Yeah.
Please. It's so embarrassing. I've been here all day.
Were you alone?
So, no, with my sister. There's like hot chicks from like high school like that like would pass by and be like, what a fag. So, no, I didn't meet him.
Oh, that's
But
so
as
sad.
He was walking out, I was dressed like that. And I was like, Rock, I wore my $500 shirt to meet you. And he goes, that ain't no $500 shirt. I'm like, it isn't. He knows.
He knew, but he
That's
talked to
great.
You.
Yeah.
That's a cute little
great.
Moment.
So that was it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a nightmare.
What sweet innocence we all have inside of ourselves.
I never wanted to like meet anybody famous growing up.
It's gay, right? Like now when people do it, I'm like, that's fucking. Ugh.
But what about when people do it to you? Like, what about when people dress up like a fat slob to meet you? And they're like, I look just like you.
I'm not famous. I'm fucking cool, Ian. So when people meet me, they're like, oh shit, I'm going to go fucking. Cut his mic until I say it's back on.
Ian, I just think of you pooping. Ian, make a drop. Boom, in the toilet. Boom.
I hate it.
My mic is cut. Yeah, son of a bitch, Nate.
Wow.
You cut it.
Shannon, you son of a bitch.
Now I have to cut Karen's mic. What a boring show this is turning into. Now it's just me yapping.
Look how boring the show is without me.
All right, put them all back on. I can't.
Thank you.
I don't have the talent of Bill Burr.
It's good you're taking a little sip of honesty today, Lewis.
So you caught your son masturbating to my picture.
Shut up.
He didn't masturbate to it. Oh. But he did see. Which one was it? Go back to the photos. I'm gonna actually
see how I did that?
I want to point out the photo that he actually saw.
Let's see.
I bet you it's I bet you it's the one with me.
Is it the one of your dog eating you out?
That's funny, though. His paws on my
pussy.
That's
not
a funny one.
That's
oh,
not
God.
It.
Oh, God.
See, that's funny.
Go down.
Why does that make you go ick?
No, the one on the couch.
Go to the one.
One on the couch. That was it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was it. That's my son.
Toned
you
as fuck.
To turn the cushion over
There's
afterwards?
Art in the back. There's art in the back. It's a,
art
sculpt,
in the
it's a
front.
Sculpture. You know, it was hot.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm not hating. I'm really not.
You
hating.
Are though. Now you're backtracking.
But
admit
you
you're
were,
a hypocritical little
question.
Bitch.
Question.
If you were that, fat, you would also say this. You'd be like,
100%. I don't want to look at your fat fucking naked body. Are you
question,
crazy?
Question.
Why would you
the
put that
disgusting
this on
the one where,
you,
the one where you're in the
display.
Shower and you're pulling your butt cheeks up? Did you Photoshop your labia out?
No,
or
I have
do you have like a
tight
pussy?
Yes, Lewis.
Wow. Because I always picture you with like kind of like a
I want to tell you that it's loose and fucking
a lot of droopers.
It's really, it's like a child's vagina.
Oh my gosh.
Look.
Yeah.
That's the one. Who fucking said Aaron Burke said the funniest thing? He's like, after you take a shit in your man shower.
Can you report that right now?
Let's get Karen's get kicked off and
Shannon,
stuff all the time.
Right now.
No.
Shannon,
no. Somebody reported me on Twitter because I said that girl should be inhumanely euthanized or whatever.
If anything, report that shitty tattoo.
No,
don't do that. That's mean,
on.
Shannon. Shannon, no, don't
Shannon.
Do that.
There's children that are on the Twitter platform or Instagram platform.
No, there's not. Come on. You know that this 80% of my audience is driving a truck
this
right
had
now.
To have already been reported. There's no way there's some internet troll did not report that already.
No, I mean, that one was okay.
Yeah,
Shannon, that one's crazy.
Don't fucking report
that.
That is fucking crazy.
No, it isn't.
That is you spreading your asshole to the camera.
That really is. That's insane that
no.
you would think that.
That's not as risque as it possibly can ever come close to getting. Yeah. What
no,
are you talking about?
No,
you're living in a crazy world.
No, I think we really need to push the envelope more. I think that camel toe needs to be normalized more because
do you
it's,
have
like,
camel toe?
It's the one thing I have like a little bit of shame left
that's hot.
About.
I love camel toe.
And like, I think that it
you
really.
Go to the beach. Go to the sea. We're put sunglasses on.
Oh my God.
Young girls' vaginas.
Yes.
Great.
I was thinking about the young girl thing today, and I just have a like
young
thing.
Girl thing. What?
Well, I mean, our society is obsessed with youth. I mean, the Epstein thing.
No. We're obsessed with good looking people.
And
young
youth.
People are good looking. That's it.
Well, okay, but like, think about this. So you go to like the grocery store and you're going to get like some fruit. Are you going to get a like fresher looking apple or are you going to get like an older apple that's been there for a while? Like right. Male, female, right or wrong.
A fucking
like,
worm in it. Be like, ugh.
Right.
Like an old bitch haggard apple.
Peeling,
you know?
Droopy.
Like an apple that's past like 25. Ugh.
Shut up, man. Shut up,
no,
man.
No, you're not going to want like a Boston
or...
apple. You know?
I wish there was a Boston apple. Fucking crisp. Honey crisp.
You're going to want like a young New York apple.
Yeah. So no, I'm with you, but that's for everybody.
The apple can barely read.
You know, women are attracted to
money.
Oh,
hey girl.
Hey.
It's not money. What it is it's a fucking psychological level where they want protection, and money is protection.
Protection.
A bigger fucking warmer cave.
A warmer cave, and you have a big warm cave.
You got a big warm cave.
Big fat armpits.
Yeah. Come into my fold.
Shames me to my face.
Nestle in my
we
fat
neck.
We
do want to be protected, though. We want someone to like make our lives easier and safer.
Yeah, and that's an attractive quality. So you see a guy that's fucking, you know, a little bit older. That becomes attractive to a woman because that's a sign of them having lived life more. Young dudes can't fucking protect you. Young dudes are, unless they came from like a lot of money and they're just like, they're sort of in that lineage. Mm. Young dudes, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be attracted to a young dude if I was a
young had
chick.
I've had intimate experiences with younger guys and they sometimes
just fuck them, guys. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Intimate experiences.
Yes, asshole spread. It can't be an intimate experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Her fucking bent over, looking like with one eye between her ass crack and pussy lips.
And she's like, what
maybe
are your
we
dreams?
Didn't fuck. Maybe we just had like did oral stuff, guys.
Some guy's eating her ass, and she's like, what's your 5-year plan? What are your goals?
No, I just want to know what's in their checking account.
If you could
right
be
then.
Anywhere right now, where would it be?
But they act like deer in headlights, kind of get scared. They like they get a little nervous. They don't.
Yeah,
they don't know how to
intimidating
take control
for a little cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, fucking man
it's
to
hard
take
to be attracted
of
to that. You need somebody to.
Young dudes suck.
Pin you down.
They're all fucking losers, and they're all tryhards.
I'm against her trachea.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't want all my wind going in and out.
It's not about the trachea. It's about these veins right over here cutting off a little bit of the circulation.
Carotid arteries.
Yes. Yes. So, let's play the game where you choke yourself. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'll
why
go first.
Choke myself, yeah. You would do it. Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna do
come
it.
On,
I'm gonna
do it.
He's a goof.
We would do it where you would bend over and you would breathe in.
Yeah.
Like 20
yeah.
As possible.
Stand I remember
up.
That.
Stand up, and then a friend would come put their hands right here and pressure you up against a wall.
Oh, I thought they
like
pushed
5 seconds.
Chest.
No, they pressed.
Oh,
right
I thought
here.
They blew you. It was that was wasn't
and
that
then
the game?
You would
lucky.
Pass out. You would slide down the wall and pass out.
Yeah.
And you would wake up a minute later and you'd shake. You're like, oh my God, that's fucking crazy.
And the more times you did it, the worse your headache was.
Yeah.
I used to get a gnarly headache after doing that.
Yeah. And you also had asthma. This was a very dangerous thing.
Yeah. I used to steal my brother's inhaler and use it till I got dizzy too. It's like, she's going to like drugs.
Do you still use an inhaler?
Yeah.
Or you just get high off likes?
No. Dirt. No.
I deserve that.
Trash into your face. It's great. I love it. It's really nice. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and talk about Monday.com, which I love Monday.com. It's a team management tool we just started using here at Gas Digital. Shannon, how much easier is Monday.com making your life?
It's way easier. So
why?
Better.
Yeah, because look, instead of emails, spreadsheets, random audio files, whiteboards with to-do lists, and random post-it notes, Monday.com organizes and tracks everything you need for your team to get your job done in one place. Shannon, why do you love it?
It makes everybody accountable for their responsibilities, so there's no who is supposed to do this. And it has everything in one place, so I don't have to look through emails and text messages. It's all right there.
So, like, Gas Digital could have one, like, we have one page for Gas Digital, but then each show has its own subcategory. And then in that show, we have other subcategories like ad reads or topics or assets, pictures. So it makes it super easy to, especially for a business like this, to organize everything. And any business that you might have, if you guys are running a business or you're part of a team, creative team, or just or any other type of team, it will make your life so much easier. Super intuitive. Took us no time to set up at all, and it is easy to customize your workflow. Right now, I'll tell you right now, if you go to monday.com/RAP, they're going to give you a 14-day free trial of their premium service. Okay, there's no commitment. You can check out monday.com and see if how helpful it is for you and your business. If you don't like it, you don't have to keep the membership. But once again, that is monday.com/RAP. Get a 14-day free trial and make sure you use that exact link, monday.com/RAP. All right, where were we? So yeah, my workout routine's
let's hear
great.
It.
All right, ready?
Yep. Cardio.
Monday.
Okay.
I had a back and bicep.
Do you still watch
day.
Those videos with the guy with the flat top that looks like Justin Bieber?
Oh, Jeff Seed, Shredded Club?
Yes.
No, but I do a lot of those.
You jerk off to these videos.
A lot of. You can pull up Jeff Seed, Shredded Club.
You'd
we'll
love,
bring him back.
You're going to love this guy.
Maybe he's got, if he had a new video series, I would start watching it again. He was great.
He's like the Matt Rife of fitness or whatever.
Who the fuck's Matt Rife? Oh, that fucking chiseled loser comic.
Why do people hate him? Because he's good looking. I feel bad for Matt Rife. I feel bad for that rich, successful comedian that's really good looking. That's fucking Cameron Diaz or somebody.
Right.
No, he was.
He sucks, right?
No, the same one that Pete Davidson dated. What's her name? The not Ariana Grande, the fucking old bitch.
Huh?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, Rife was smashing Beckinsale.
Oh, she has a type.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Is this Matt Rife?
Is this Rife? No, this is.
This is a Jeff Seed.
This is Jeff Seed.
What?
What a weird
Jeff
angle.
Seed.
Oh yeah.
What
oh
a
my
gay
God, his
porn
hair is
name.
So funny.
Today we're gonna be thinking chest and tries. Some weights.
What?
He looks like a video game.
Yeah, he's dope, man.
Incline
today's
bench.
Chest Mondays. We're gonna be starting out with incline bench. All right, guys. So if you want to join,
what a
club
gay haircut.
Chest. Today I'm gonna show you guys how to build that aesthetic physique.
Ian,
chest.
Do you think you're better looking than him? Can we do another fucking poll to see if
in emotionally and internally? Yes.
Here's the problem with this guy. Okay, turn the volume down.
This is the beginning of a gay porno.
He just says. The
I've
same
done
thing
the research.
That he says in German, by the way. That's it's so bizarre. But this guy right here, like, look, he sucks. But the problem is, every girl would still fuck him.
Schragbunk.
And that's the problem.
I would fuck that body and that face. That hair is a big problem for me. I would have
I bet
a hard
he's
time.
So bad at fucking.
No, I bet he's dope at fucking.
Nope.
It's probably good.
Let's get the poll up.
There's no, like, that's the other thing people go, it's like, dude, that girl's too good looking. She's probably sucks in bed. It's like, where is that
right.
crazy thing? No. She's awesome.
It's just to make yourself feel better.
Her and other good looking people just fuck and they have rhythm and they're just dancing
God.
And going.
What's that muscle on the side called?
They're in great shape. Yeah. They have great cardio.
But even if they're not, they're so good to look at while you're fucking them. It doesn't matter anyway.
It's way better. It's way better to fuck a good looking person than it is to fuck some gross animal that has, I mean, I guess a lot of experience being a gross slut. And, you know, what do you want me to say?
Wow, what a fucking breakthrough take, Lewis.
Yeah.
A lot of people compare me to Rogan.
No, they do that.
Yeah, a lot of people say I'm
Rogaine.
So Monday, cardio?
No, I did Monday. I did back and bi.
Back and bi, that's it. Just
back
two
and
muscle groups?
Two muscle groups.
Your back
groups.
And your biceps?
My back and my biceps.
Okay.
But it's like an hour and 15 minute workout. It's all
my
super sets.
My favorite preacher curls.
It's all super sets.
He's not talking about that kind of bi.
Sorry.
Creature curls?
Preacher Lawson.
Creature curls?
Preacher curls, oh, you dumb bitch. Have you ever heard of preacher curls?
No.
You fucking put your arms on like the
do they
pad.
Lead to
and
these
you sit,
big
you
worms?
Sit the way AC Slater sits in a chair,
cool.
And then you do curls like this. I used to be fucking Rip Jack Diesel.
Your wrists are strong.
Right, well, I look at
it's
my
a weird muscle
arms.
To concentrate
see how
on.
Strong
you
is?
Do have Popeye forearms, but everything else
I
sucks.
I got a fucking I pack a punch, pal.
You don't pack
he's
a punch.
He's solid, though.
I'm fucking solid.
Karen, stop trying to fuck Ian.
I'm yeah. Not.
No, Karen, let's
I'm
go.
Good.
Come on. Hey,
I
stop
think we
it.
Probably would have already.
Yeah, we should have a while ago.
I
used to be jacked.
You were never jacked.
I swear.
I've seen you. I remember when you were in shape, you'd walk around with like bike
shirt
shorts,
off. And
shirt off.
All the time.
Yeah, and you were in good shape, but you weren't jacked. You were like solid.
No. I'm talking about 2005, 2006. Mm-hmm. I used to go to the gym all the time. Fucking ripped.
Yeah.
And then something.
Lewis used to be a big fat slob and would look at my body and go, Karen, you know what you could do to make your body pop?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Lying on his back with his big fat stomach fucking rolling side to side. You know what you could do? Let's watch these videos.
Just watch Jeff's side videos.
He's just eating deli meats.
That's so mad.
Funny.
Make my body pop. You're gonna pop.
Oh, fuck. Karen, we would bring me to fucking hot yoga, and you have to wear no shirts.
Oh my
it was
God,
a fat
he's
slob.
So
like,
embarrassing.
Like,
so embarrassing. It was the most embarrassing.
She's like, you go stand in the back. I'm gonna be in the front.
I did. 100%.
She wouldn't even stand next
I
to me.
I did. I didn't want to.
No, it can make your body pop.
And then you hear the teacher say this, and it's so for Lewis.
Could the fat guy in the back leave?
To Lewis, like, but pretending like he's saying it to the whole class. He's like, we're about to push up under under our chest, but don't do a full push up. Like, don't push yourself all the way up. Just do it halfway. It's Cobra. You know Cobra. You're familiar.
Rattlesnake.
At this point, I understand that's sorry. What he did. Rattlesnake. He pushes all the way up, and then nobody
I'm sorry,
else
bro. I can't not do push ups no, when I'm down there on the floor. That's what I do.
That's what he says after class. He's like, I was looking around, like, why are these fucking lazy people so low?
Do some push ups, baby boy. Get up there.
Baby boys.
Chest to the ground. Back up. Let's go.
He's doing burpees.
He's doing suicides at yoga.
No, it's just burping. It was on the floor.
Like, don't stand next to the big fat Hasidic Jews that come too. Yeah. Ew, those guys are weird.
Okay, that was a little hateful. Is it because it's free?
It's cheap.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it hateful, but no, they definitely the stick together.
The seeds can burn in hell.
Physically.
They Do they wear the whole outfit in class?
Yeah, they have like their hats on.
No.
No. They put their hats over their balls.
I have no idea. Because I was reading about Hasidic Jewish women, how they shave their heads and wear wigs. And I thought that was part of the religion. It's not.
It's something their husbands
not required. No, not required. It is in that culture, it is attractive. Like, it's just a thing that they do because they...
No.
I swear to God.
They do that after marriage.
Nigga.
What?
Look at me.
I don't know if any of they do it after marriage. I watched that one documentary.
They do it after marriage.
They don't do it after marriage. I looked this up because I was like, why would they do that? It's like, it's so bizarre.
Shannon,
like
pull it up.
Bald head is attractive or like there are different...
The wigs.
Wigs? Oh, so it's like black people.
They're appropriating black culture. It's part of this. It's a cultural thing. Look it up.
Too.
There's no rules that say they have
sucking
to do it.
The welfare system dry.
But
I used to go to the welfare office and it was all Hasid. I was like, ugh.
One time I went to a Hasidic dentist. He was pretty chill.
How did he touch you?
Let's see. Ways of veiling in Judaism. There are different. Make it bigger because I can barely read it. There are different ways of veiling.
You just barely read.
Some Hasidic women shave their heads entirely the day after the weddings and repeat a shaving monthly to ensure. This is a tradition.
That a single strand of hair would ever be allowed to show. This is a tradition observed by Hasidic women in Hungary, the Ukraine, and Galicia.
And Brooklyn.
And Williamsburg. See, I told you it has to do with the day after the
I don't think that's
after the marriage.
Yeah, I don't see a line of like, because they're hot, bald-headed Jews.
Yeah. It's the only way those gross men can get hard.
That was naming ways of fucking doing it. Now you're making me look dumb on my own show, Shannon. How about we make me? How about we support my theories,
Shannon? You really had to
find
try hard
to
for that one.
Support my fucking theories.
I had to let you talk for 2 minutes.
give me your pen. This is so fun. What a fun hang.
I just don't like Ian.
I'm having a great time.
That's gonna be the show. I talked to Shane. You know, how I pitched him the show.
I just pushed. Did I ruin it?
You're fine. We might do it. Look, in the Hasidic tradition, uncovering the uncovered hair is similar to nudity. And according to some Hasidic leaders, the only way to ensure modesty is for a woman to shave their heads altogether. That way, a stray hair can pop out of a wig, blah, blah, blah. Some women report feeling violated by this tradition. Others say they're cool with it. Still, others note that it isn't a universal practice. And some Hasidic women wear wigs without shaving their heads.
That says nothing about it being hot.
It's a fucking hot summer style. Okay.
They lube up their heads. rub them on each other. Hey, lubey heads. They paint nipples on them.
Call
like,
me
lubey, lubey heads.
Thank you, Shannon, for supporting my. Also, you guys, you can literally just write your own blog post, post it, support
and
everything that
true.
I say.
Yeah.
Maybe we can start doing that.
Ugh.
Make up the
what?
News.
Ugh.
What? I create shit.
Okay.
I don't follow. I'm not a follower.
Unsubscribe.
Sorry, Karen.
Fucking start blogging about me.
Go fucking, maybe
today, Lewis said one thing that was smart. I mean, what's the blog going to be?
No, I'm saying that maybe
the book
they
of
can,
lies.
They can support my theories by creating blog posts and then show that as proof.
Is that the world we live in?
I'm a little crazy.
Isn't that called muckraking?
Shut up, bitch.
Is that
Which
yellow
one?
Journalism?
Both of you. Now kiss each other. Start deeply making out. That would be really funny. If you guys both leaned in and just deeply made out in that moment. Okay.
One day will be funny.
Yeah. You guys are right.
Let's open mic that.
Shh.
You want to practice that bit?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Let's just battle. R.I.P. Oh, dead as a door now.
Right.
Clinton's did it.
You think so?
I think he's still alive. It was a dummy. He got switched out and he's off on his island.
No.
Yep. That'd be so fucking dope. I mean, not dope, but like crazy. Cool. Yeah.
What did he do to make his billions?
Sold child porn.
No.
I mean.
I think it was sort of, he started as a financial consultancy firm, but most people think that he made the majority of his money from bribing rich people because he had tapes of them fucking kids.
Whoa.
Really?
Why wouldn't he get killed sooner then?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like it was probably, it's probably harder to kill somebody in federal prison. That's a good point, Karen. It's probably much harder to kill somebody in federal prison custody.
It is just
than it is to just get somebody.
But not if the federal system is on your side. Do you know what I mean? Like, not if the people in jail are working for you.
Wow.
I mean, there's some
someone just smoked weed.
Conspiracy shit, though. Seriously,
this is the end.
This is the end, my friend.
My end, my friend.
The Lizard King.
Oh, man. Whoa, but like, what if Jeffrey Epstein was the Clintons?
What if Jeffrey Epstein was married to Chelsea?
Whoa, I never thought of it that way. There we go.
Yeah. Seriously, <though. laughs>
you're going to smoke weed talking about Jeffrey Epstein. So, like,
what did he really do wrong?
I mean, age is just like.
So, what if it was George Bush, but Epstein liked girls without a bush?
No, but the guards could have known. Like, they could have been paid.
They could have been.
With the money he made from bribing. What if he bribed a guard?
When idiots talk about things that they don't know. Shannon, anytime we talk about anything that needs any brain capacity, this is the music. We pass around a big
wait. Like, and I don't even mean like to kill him, like to like do the dummy thing that you said.
Right? What if Epstein's still alive? Man.
But I mean, he won't be able to keep his fingers off little girls. He'll pop up.
You think so? No, I think at that point he's got to... Here, give me that fucking vape pen, you fucking shyster. Keep the music on,
oh,
Shannon.
Oh, should
good
I
time.
Smoke weed?
No.
What if...
How did you so aggressively start that sentence with like four what ifs and have nothing to say?
Because Ian does that. He doesn't actually. What if, think
about... Yeah, just to get everybody's attention.
It's
like
bit.
It's a buzzer, but
bits.
You don't have
that's
the answer.
That's a great point. Ian's not thinking about what he's even going to say before he starts talking. He's and that's why you're not. You're good, but you're not great.
It's not thoughtful.
I thought we were doing bits.
Not a bit.
Yeah, the whole bit was like.
That's why Karen's in shape, dude. She's doing tricep exercises right before our very eyes. Well, look at her fucking buys, doggy.
Crush it.
Triceps are not there, but
yes, they are.
You have no tricep
definition.
No triceps.
Yes,
you have
no
triceps. Dude, your arms are as flat as your chest.
Whoa.
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
Your
Ian's
biceps
not
are like
great.
Your butt.
Oh.
Your biceps are like your butt. Your triceps are like your fucking.
Wait, I think I have some, though. I'm just like,
you got no, you got no T's, great B's.
I got
I'm not
great
like
triceps.
Flexing. It's hard to flex your tricep.
Look at that tricep.
Like, how do you flex?
That's
it?
A solid tricep right there.
Wait, look at mine.
Look at that. Oh. I got the best triceps on the show.
Yeah, my muscle definition's not in yet, but
look
it's coming.
That.
Look, but you can still say it.
Karen, look.
You can still say it.
Ready?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh!
I just shit myself.
Yeah, the shaking's making me nervous.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fine, but you're still not hotter than me.
Yeah, oh, go to the pole.
Go to the pole right
Shannon,
now.
Shannon, pull it up.
Go to the pole.
Pull it up.
Pull it up.
I need to hire a Polish actor from now on that's going to read the poll results. Okay, I'm gonna like go to the poll. I'm like, cool, but hello, I'm enjoying this pierogi.
You can be like, this poll lacks chemistry, or this poll lacks charisma, and it's.
Ian, get off your phone.
I'm looking at the poll, motherfucker. 58%.
They have the poll. They have the poll.
Pull it up.
56, 44. It's okay.
Is
I'm
it coming
climbing.
Down?
Now, wait till these motherfuckers see my triceps, because they are fucking. I am a tricepticon. Yeah!
Triceratops.
I am a Triceratops Rex.
You're a Triceratops.
Woo!
This one was for my son. That one's for my son.
That's great.
Great job, you guys. Really good
that
stuff.
Was a good one. I set you up, you knocked him down.
Yeah, that's what I do, baby mm-hmm. boy. You know, Epstein.
This is the hottest of takes here and now.
What am I going to say that everyone
I don't
hasn't
know.
Already said?
I know, it's
you
true.
Know?
Dude, it's like,
yeah.
What's going to happen? What's going to be fucking crazy is when all of the people that were like with him, like his mistress and stuff, when they start dying and disappearing, yeah. That's when shit's going to hit the fan. But well, it's amazing when people are like, can you believe things are rigged? Wow, things are really against us. It's like, well, what a privileged fucking life you
but
live.
But it's like nobody really cares about
you didn't
about
grow up
victims.
Lower middle class in Wilmington,
it's
Delaware.
It's all very, very silly, right? Nobody really cares about the victims at all. This was all because Trump, like the lawyer
Gloria,
that got him
Gloria
off.
Steinem does.
Who's Gloria Steinem?
She's fucking.
I Will Survive.
Gloria Aldred.
Estefan.
Gloria Aldred.
Estefan. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Come on, baby. Touch a little girl in her little
things. Those are
little girls. They're buttholes.
There's all these little fucking girls just crying next to her.
No.
You got to get them young when they can't swim. Bring them to the island. In their butthole, you'll get in.
That's the Macarena. Oh, she's crying. She's crying. Doing the Macarena.
This would be more fun to be raped to. If you had to be raped, the music matters, right? Every little thing. If you had to be sexually assaulted as a child, Karen.
Get to be something.
Is there better parameters? Like, obviously,
mine would be to a Lewis drop.
I don't know.
Like a hotter guy, nicer hotel room.
I know. Is that even really getting molested? If it looks like a hot guy.
No,
like,
it's still molesting. But it's still
vacation.
I was talking to my mom. Like, I was probably like 6, 7, 8. I don't know. And me and my best friend Diana Fellini would like dress up in our little bikinis and go. And, like,
Diana
tease.
Fellini in her little bikini.
Oh my god, we used to have a ball.
Oh my god, sounds hot. Like, I'm not a pedophile, but Diana Fellini in her little bikini sounds like a fucking
dude. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a pedophile, but is the new I'm not racist, but that's fucking amazing.
Diana Fellini in her little bikini.
I'll
watch that.
See, good copy. It has a ring to it. We would run around and I put on our bikinis. We would run around and we would fuck with like the guys doing construction on my parents' house, like these like hot guys. Like we were like kind of flirting with them.
We would blow these guys. Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
We would blow these guys.
So it's just sort of like, yeah, when does
how would you, what do you mean
it,
you were 6, 7, 8? Like, my son is 6. My son would not be flirting with.
He would not blow a construction worker.
He would not be flirting with construction workers around my house right now.
We were like hiding in my tree fort and like throwing stuff at them and like laughing.
That's because you were horny little girls.
We were horny little.
What were you throwing at them?
Like popcorn. We'd throw popcorn at them, like food. We'd be like, oh, or like my parents feeding you, like here.
Wow.
I know. Like, it felt inappropriate. I feel like somebody should have been like, hey, go put some clothes on.
What would they do? The construction
workers.
They
would like smile and laugh and wink
They'd
at
hoot
us.
And holler.
They would kiss us on the lips.
Hey, honey, let me see that ass. Yeah. You want to act like a woman? I'll treat you like
oh
a woman,
God.
Huh?
Ian.
This roof ain't the only thing that's going to get nailed.
Stop it. That's terrible.
That's fucking twisted. Yeah. You also look like a child now, so I can only imagine.
I know.
At 6, how
That's
young
why
you are.
Karen's so hot, because she looks like she's underage.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks. You really flipped a page on with me. You were mean before.
I know. Once I get you, I was spending half the show nagging you.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm sorry. Can the two of you stop drifting completely apart from each other? You're totally out of the frame.
Oh, Ian, you heard that wrong. You heard she loved neggers? I'm sorry. No.
Now I'm going to be like obsessed with my triceps. Like I'm going to like start like carrying out
your triceps.
Little
stink.
Yeah, your triceps are terrible.
It's fine. Tricep definition on like a hot chick. No, hot chick triceps. Just do hot chick triceps.
Huh.
Or hot female triceps.
Ian drop. Bicep. Yeah. Look at that, Shannon. Fuck me.
Your biceps are good, Karen.
I don't want good biceps.
Let's see your glutes.
I don't want to look like a.
Karen,
I haven't seen your
butt. Let's see your labia.
Yeah. Let's see that.
There you go.
Oh,
that's some decent tricep definition. She's okay. It's also not even as good as I want it to be. No. I want it to be a little. If you're.
Really?
If you have biceps
why
like
do you
yours.
Want, why do you want bulky
I'm
telling, triceps?
I'm evening out your arms, Karen, because your biceps are fucking.
Good.
You have great biceps, but you're.
Okay. The back of the arm is very grandma flat.
It.
Well, I'm just being honest.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
That is not true.
Well,
ugh, I'm leaving. Ian's triggered me.
Yeah. Do we see better triceps on a chick? Let's see.
But those big arms are like not cute. Like you don't.
That's
want...
that is right. That is what you got.
That is a hot
Karen.
Man's arm.
She has
arm.
A big shoulder though too.
Karen, you just got.
Yeah, you're right. Part
Karen,
of it's
you just
your shoulders.
Make yourself more like a man.
I have good shoulders.
You have decent shoulders, but it's not that. That right there. That is the arm of a fit.
Okay.
Girl who's posting photos as such on Instagram.
Yeah. That arm belongs.
And
to
you're
a
doing
man.
A lot of back shots, so we're seeing your triceps, and a lot of people aren't even getting to your ass because they go, you know what, those triceps. If she had better,
they
definition,
stop at the tricep.
Yeah, they don't go down.
I'm gonna work on it. I'm not
well,
disagreeing.
Well, I look forward to seeing the progress.
Thank
I
you.
Would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do kind of bail a lot. Like, we do this, like, band class, and, like, you have to, like, put it behind your head, and it's, like, hard.
Try
you
don't
like
the favorite to work
I
out.
I don't like
it. I love doing the thing with the rope, and you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to work it right after this, Ian.
Can I come?
You can pay your own guest fee. I'm not paying your guest fee.
No. Well, I'm sick. I got to go home and rest.
Yeah.
Why? What? How does that work?
It's $50.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
$50 to watch you sweat? Sign me up.
Bring your mug.
Yeah. Hey, Lewis. Do you need a spotter?
Yeah. Did we get to any of the topics you guys put down today?
It's 3:14.
Yeah, we did talk about Epstein for 2 seconds.
I didn't get an email about topics like I used to when I was a guest on the Real Ass Podcast.
Did we used to email the guests?
No,
that
way.
Never happened the whole time I've worked.
That's
on the show.
Never happened.
Wow. I used to get an email.
Just told you to shut the fuck up,
Karen. Wow, you just got
Shannon
shut
was just
down.
Like, fucking shut it, pig.
The tricep queen.
Fucking stick arms.
The tricep queen of the tri-state area. Shut in.
Maybe they were from Shannon, but like maybe you would be like, Karen, only talk about these.
Now you're high.
Yeah.
Do you think Lewis did that much prep work for the show?
I don't know. I think it was more like a gag order thing. Like, don't talk about this.
Did I? No, there wasn't that much we can talk about. I've been pretty open.
Gagging.
It was just me.
It was just Karen.
Hey, what are the other topics?
Yeah.
What were the other topics? Can we go over them real quick? Fire them off. Let's go. Let's see what they were.
Hold on one sec. Okay, so the Jeffrey Epstein social media shaming hairline of suspect.
Hold on. You know we should do this? Should be a new segment. Where we go over all the topics we never got to, and we just fucking fire them off. Quick opinions, go.
Ooh, fire round, Machine Gun Kelly.
Quick fire.
Okay, so I'll show you the picture. There was this guy.
Quick fire.
Why are you looking at me?
Can we get some music for the quick fire? Really? Is there a song called Quick Fire? They're fingering each other, everyone, for the audio listeners.
Sorry, I was kneading Karen's legs.
I actually like that cat.
Did you? Isn't my cat great?
Yeah.
My cat is
hate cats,
the fucking best.
I like that one.
Cats are the fucking worst. I'm sick of them.
I hate
Lewis,
him.
Watch my cat
this
videos.
This one's really cute. His
Shannon,
cute.
Put up my cat videos.
No.
Why are your legs so smooth? Do you put oil on you?
It's Kiehl's, baby.
Kiehl's, thank you. That's why we'll never leave Equinox.
What
never.
Is Kiehl's?
It's we'll never. And you actually made the point. The point is that we, there's no other option. Where am I going to go? Do you know how
For
gross Crunch
this
is?
Amount of-
Planet Fitness.
Disgusting New York Sports
New York
Club.
Sports Club. They're like, we're going to give you a free month at New York Sports Club. Oh, who are you? Go in there. Go into
gross.
New York Sports Club. It
it's
is disgusting.
Old. Everything's so
I'm
going to
join a gym, I think.
Dude, Equinox, it's $250 a month, but it
no,
is.
I only pay $205 or $203.
Oh, you have one location?
Yeah.
She gets a butthole discount.
Well, you pay $50 more for what, two?
No.
First
all
of all,
access.
Do you know, do you think
all access
isn't $250?
All over the country. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
I swear to God.
It's not $250.
How much about it? $250.
Is it really?
That's what I got it is.
All right, we'll talk about that after.
$250.
Here, can I tell you something though? Like I get like they let me in a lot. Like whenever I go to like a new place,
girl.
Whenever I go to a new place
want.
In LA and all the different places
but
in LA, they
to
never charge me.
But deal with that anxiety
me.
Of fucking having to maybe be charged a guest
but
fee.
But then
that's crazy.
My a guest fee is $35. That's also like not at the hard.
$35. You just said it was $50.
Yeah, for if
you trying to skim me on the top, Lewis.
If you're not,
huh?
But for me, if I want to go to a different Equinox,
for
you
faggots,
you should
charge
pay
an extra $15.
The silly outfit. I'm sure you fucking wear in there and your clinky rings.
Is there a holder for my rings?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the cruising scene like over there?
Oh, it's just nonstop, dude.
Really?
Maybe not, I get so many free months of membership and guest passes for being jerked off at. It's like a regular.
Really?
Account. You can also just lie about it. It's a new scam I can do because there's, yeah, we know. It's probably happened.
Oh, what? You got some guy jerked off at me and they give
another
you like
guy.
A free
really?
Month?
Yeah. You guys jerk off at me regularly.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't because I'm hot. It's because I look gay.
No, you
very
don't.
Yeah, Karen, stop.
I start, I start spitting on my chest.
I'm like trying to like
you retard. Wow, that's a hot retard.
Stop it!
Wow, he comes with his own lube. He's drooling.
You get a free month. You're like this guy jerked off at me. I'm gonna start.
Look at me, gift cards. Yeah,
Lewis, let's do like a 1-2 thing. I'll go in. I'll jerk off at people, and then you get the free thing.
Okay.
So it's a win-win for both of us.
Okay.
You're going to get arrested.
Hell yeah. No. I'll jerk off at them.
All right. I hate you.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap this one. It's been a great show. Thank you. Karen Fian, very happy to have you back on the show. Fian, it's been a while.
I was expecting a little bit more fanfare. I thought
it's not out until tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fanfare. The return of Karen Fian to the Real Ass Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Ian Fidens is also
like a
here.
That's
or
right.
Two, I
Ian rules.
We'll have a graphic. Can we get a graphic out for Karen's return?
I don't know. Maybe sure. Like a towelette.
Hey, ready?
I want my merch
oh,
to be a towelette.
Right. Ian.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Follow everyone on social media. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great, incredible show.
Thanks for having me, Louis.
Until
then,
a bientôt.
I have to text my boyfriend.
We know.
Okay. Adios.
We know.
That's all, folks.